is down 215 points, but the Nasdaq ahead a dozen. This is SRN News.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos. A better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
She's gone from reporting on the sidelines to making sense of the headlines. It's the Michelle Tafoya podcast on the Salem Podcast Network.
There are people, Democrat operatives, that are saying, things are not looking good. Maybe Mr. Biden needs to bow out. Maybe the president needs to take a look at what's best for the party and say, you know what? I'm not going to run again.
Subscribe to the Michelle Tafoya podcast today on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams, your Alabama personal injury attorney with the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert all day long with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's another Friday and another Friday storm system with showers and thunderstorms, a good bet, especially in the afternoon and evening hours and well into the nighttime hours tonight. Temperatures held down a little bit by clouds and showers. 64 the high today, 56 the low tonight. Could be a leftover shower early on the day Saturday, but otherwise improvement Saturday afternoon, high 69. And then I think Sunday's a better day with a high in the lower 70s, plenty of sunshine. The next chance of rain coming in Monday night into Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
1819 News.
Carly Russell was in court on Thursday of this week to enter a guilty plea to false reporting and faking her own abduction. The fake kidnapping claims occurred in July of last year in Hoover after Russell pulled her car alongside Interstate 459, claiming to have seen a child running alongside the road. In the courtroom, Russell admitted to making a grave mistake and expressed remorse for the panic, fear, and negative emotions her actions caused in the Hoover community, the state, and across the nation. The judge maintained a fine of $20,000 for Russell, but declined to enforce the jail sentence that was given to her last year by a municipal judge. The current judge said that putting Russell in jail would only be a waste of resources. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a nine-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that nine-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A bill is moving through the Alabama legislature that seeks to stop prison inmates from having their organs removed after death. HB 200 is being offered as a result of various stories of families receiving the body of a loved one who died in prison, only to find out that vital organs were missing when that person was being prepared for burial. The House Judiciary Committee passed HB 200, which makes it a Class C felony to retain a person's organs without notification or consent from the next of kin. A million cubic yards of sand costing $22 million has been brought into Dauphin Island to restore the east end of the beaches and dunes. The sand effort was funded by the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation Benefit Fund. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
When your tax refund comes, put it on the floor and walk on it. Revitalize the look and feel of your home with new floors from Prattville Carpet. With faster and better service than the big box stores and luxury vinyl planks starting as low as $4.99 per square foot, you'll enjoy that tax refund turned flooring every single day.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Dial 285-8117 or visit prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for my
Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
The News and Views on a Friday. As we call it online, Joey Clark Live. Like and subscribe, folks. Or join us on the X platform if you don't like YouTube, at the Joey Clark. Eddie Vader is here. How you doing today, Eddie?
Pretty good. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. We also have Craig Monger, 1819 News. How you doing today, Craig?
I'm just finer than frog's hair.
Finer than frog's hair?
Yeah.
Now, Eddie sent me one of those, like, bad cartoon, like, video memes.
Oh, yeah.
Or, I'm sure you've seen these, Craig, where it's the, what is it? It's, like, Southern, very Southern
very
people.
Southern.
At one time, my grandma outdrank a whole road crew up there.
Is that those two old dudes on, like, a boat, or?
No, this is lake? Like an animated, really right. Bad animation on top of that.
My boy got straight A's, so he gets to go pick out an R-rated movie.
Right. It's people we know.
Yeah, it's like real people saying stuff, and they put these bad cartoons on top of them, and it's very, very, very funny.
It's not even funny to me because that was my life.
Right. Right. You're just like, I see.
Yeah. Did your parents ever pay you for grades?
No.
Yeah, mine didn't either. But I heard some kids. You ever do that, Eddie? Pay for grades?
Oh, I paid for bad grades. I paid a really bad one. Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. Now, I just want to read some headlines because a lot going on right now. Apparently, Candace Owens is trending because Jeremy Boring of the Daily Wire, they parted ways.
Oh. Yeah, it was inevitable.
Right.
Yeah.
It looked this way, and this is clearly over the war in Israel.
Oh, obviously.
In Gaza.
Yeah.
Biden mocks Trump for being out of cash as the judge in that case, the property case, he overvalued his properties, even though the banks didn't lose any money and the banks didn't said that he was a great client. Don't punish him. And just like socialists say, we know better than you. But that judge is giving the Independent Monitor, Napolitano filled me in on this on Tuesday. Trump is having trouble, or was, we'll get to why it's was now in a second. Trump was having trouble with getting the $500 million bond because there is an independent monitor assigned by the judge over the entire Trump organization. So it was really checkmate, it seemed, to where the monitor would not let them sell out or merge with other companies that are part of that Trump organization, and the judge is yet demanding, you better pay this bond or Letitia James, the AG, is going to start seizing properties. But here's the deal. Trump's Truth Social, it must be independent, Truth Social is officially to go public via SPAC merger, S-P-A-C merger, with his stake worth $3 billion plus.
Does he have the sole stake?
I don't know.
Dude, that's a lot.
That's a huge amount.
Huge chunk of change, so I would hope.
What did Twitter sell for? Was it 7?
No, it was 40-something.
Was it?
Billion, yeah.
Oh, man, my memory stinks.
Yeah, I think that's what it ended up being. It ended up being quite a lot. But Trump is now coming out today saying, I have the $500 million in cash.
He's got it.
I can afford the bond. So that's where I want to start with, just right from the horse's mouth, Donald John Trump. Oh, by the way, also trending with Candace Owens is Christ is King. There's a lot of those comments underneath. We'll get into where the right-wing internet culture is going. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
Absolutely fascinating.
Bizarre.
But here's Trump coming out saying, hey, I've made this bond. Through hard work, talent, and luck, I currently have almost $500 million in cash, a substantial amount of which I intend to use in my campaign for president. The often overturned political hack judge on the rigged and corrupt AG case, where I have done nothing wrong, knew this, wanted to take it from me, and that's where and why he came up with the shocking number, which coupled with his crazy interest demand is approximately $454 million. I did nothing wrong except win an election in 2016 that I wasn't expected to win, did even better in 2020, and now lead by a lot in 2024. This is communism, in America. Wow. So, and Trump's right. In certain polls, he is leading by a lion's share, including crucial battleground states. This is Trump leading Biden, according to a CNN poll in Michigan, 50 to 42. Wow. 8-point lead. That's huge. Now, Trump and Biden, I believe in the same CNN poll, are tied in Pennsylvania. Tied at 46-46.
In his home state.
Right. Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Right. And it's not looking good, and I still maintain Biden will not be the guy. And these few months before the convention are the most dangerous time for old Joe from Scranton.
He's right in Pennsylvania.
I'm lunch mugs, bailed hard at. Not a joke, Joe.
Yeah.
What a sloppy bastard.
Dude, he's such a mess.
He really is. And I love how everybody's like, yeah, he did a great job in the State of the Union. Yeah, he was able to go up there and read words.
Often incorrectly.
Right.
Yep.
If and that's your standard, the only standard for delivering a good speech in that office is to read the words that were written for you, Ron Burgundy style, and he didn't do that. He said Lincoln Riley, for God's sake.
And then he not just apologized or he clarified. They didn't need to apologize, said the White House press corps or press office. He just clarified that I shouldn't have said illegal, I should have said undocumented, because that part was worse enough.
Yeah.
That he got the woman's name wrong, the beautiful young woman's name wrong. Just, sorry. The image of that, of Lincoln Riley comes to mind when you talk about her. It's just awful. Not only did he get her name wrong, he then said, I shouldn't have called him illegal because they built this country. The hell are you talking about? Are you talking about like the Polacks, like my ancestors and the Italians came over on the boats, like at the turn of the 20th century? What the hell are you talking about? The Irish that were sent off to war in the Civil War?
I know he's not talking about descendants of the or members, people who were involved in the African slave trade. He's not calling them illegals, is he? That would be...
Yeah, that's not exactly... They didn't come here voluntarily, Joe! You definitely ain't black. What the hell, man?
The worst thing about it is when he was looking for that pin. I don't know if you've ever seen like a live performance of like Ozzy Osbourne in the past 10 years, because he actually does have Parkinson's. And when he's trying to like meddle with the microphone cord, that confused, just stumbling around. Watch a video of Ozzy Osbourne performing in his, you know, now later years. He looks just like Joe Biden, just trying to find something. It's hilarious.
Well, I think Ozzy in this state makes like war pigs even more ominous and awesome. Yeah. Like,
we're doing paranoid.
So let's now shift to state matters. What a surprise. The gambling legislation stalls after those Senate changes. What a surprise.
I actually got to talk to Chris Blackshear, who's the sponsor of it in the House. We were at the House versus Senate softball game, and I told him, I tried to get a betting line on this game, and just where's it going? It's like, yeah, it's not legal.
And
it seems like the differences between the House and the Senate aren't even going to allow them to go to conference committee, because for those who don't know, when the House and Senate can't agree, they go to a joint conference committee where members from both try to arrive at some sort of compromise, but I think they're just miles apart.
Now, if you had to make the binary choice, if you had to pick the Senate language or the House language, it's not going to happen. And I think all three of us here kind of sitting here would go, well, it's not the language we would write. But if you had to make a binary choice between the House or the Senate, which way would y'all go?
I'd have to say the Senate, because it happens far too frequently in the state when we try to bite off a huge chunk. It's inevitably a fuster cluck. And... And
yeah,
I think that the Senate version would be a more incremental step in one direction and less likely to be a monumental disaster.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, that's I think 100%. We're all in agreement there. The Senate, what is it in the old Latin and the Roman, it was old men.
Yeah.
And there's something about wise old men. And they're in the Senate smaller, they can kind of work together quietly, for better or for worse.
I'll be honest with you. I think I think they wanted it to pass. The House did. Blackshear did.
Mm-hmm.
I think the main thing they want to do is just put it on the Senate's back, because the last gambling legislation was voted down in the House. I think they wanted to do a tag year.
Pick kick it up a notch.
Yeah.
See, when they play these games, though, like, who cares? I guess the insiders care.
Yeah.
Maybe some of the donors care. But, like, the average Alabamians, like, what are y'all even talking about?
Yeah.
Like, go play softball some more. Were you there at the softball game?
I was.
Oh, I should have gone then.
You should have. It was boring, but that's only because I don't eat hot dogs and drink beer or pretzels and stuff like that, which is the only reason to attend those things. But it was a lot of fun. It was impressive to see the efforts of some people that are, you know, not spring chickens.
Sure.
I tell you, Jabbo Wagner, I will never forget what you say what you will about his politics. The man, I would love to have his physical and mental capabilities if I even make it to his age. It never ceases to amaze me how in his late 80s he's able to perform both in politics, in the Senate, and obviously seeing him playing catcher on the ball field. It was tremendous. The man never ceases to impress me.
Yeah, some folks do have the juice there.
Yeah. And again, it's just such a stark distinction between a Jabbo Wagner and a Joseph Biden. This is what healthy old looks like.
Right, exactly.
And this is what unhealthy old looks like.
Well, even to Trump's credit, Trump looks older, but Trump still sounds and looks like Trump, from several years back. And then, you know, there are a few folks there at the State House that aren't they former athletes? I think Stathagen
was a former athlete.
Like a brick house of a man.
I will say, no disrespect to Chris Blackshear, I think that Stathagen deserved the MVP of that game. When the House did a resolution, they acknowledged both Stathagen and Chris Blackshear. But I saw Stathagen make plays that I was positive would have ended his evening. Hmm. But no, he kept on chugging, and he made some pretty significant plays.
And maybe this is inside to me. I guess I should critique myself. But your headline, whether it's you or somebody else, the headline for that story was masterful. Here it is, Eddie. Senate narrowly avoids blowout in loss to House in Battle of Goat Hill softball game. I just love that. They narrowly avoid a blowout.
The only point they scored was in the last inning. They made one run in the last inning. I mean, that, how else would you describe that? No disrespect. I mean, they certainly rubbed it in the face of the House for the past 2 years.
And now I think Trent Baker has a story out saying Birmingham Mayor Woodfin has been very quiet following the anti-DEI passage, the legislation passed and signed now by Governor Ivey. He was making all these threats beforehand that he was going to tell black athletes, don't come to the state of Alabama.
I do remember that.
And now following, after this has become law, he hasn't said a word on social media.
Crickets.
Yeah.
Lots of crickets.
And I think he was bluffing. Because it's also a dumb thing to threaten.
Right.
It's like, what are you talking about? People love sports. It's a great state for sports.
We've had mayors say that if we don't do this, then I'm going to advise businesses not to come here.
Right. Yeah, give me a break. Right. Really?
There's plenty of mayors who would be like, oh, we'll take you.
Thank you.
Right.
That's how capitalism works, yo.
And I'm not doubting that the ESG DEI thing is all the rage in corporate America, and it might be crucial to certain corporations want to come here, but it's not the main factor. Give me a break. It's not the main factor.
No, and most people, like you said, with the gaming stuff, most people don't care.
Right.
They just don't care.
Exactly. They're just going along kind of with the herd or the crowd.
It's like they think you're a star high school athlete, and you're like, okay, I could either go to X school or Y school. Well, which one has the best DEI? No.
Yeah, who cares?
No.
Yeah,
correct. No. And if you are, you're not going to be a very successful athlete.
Right. Probably not.
Ask, what was homeboy's name?
Kaepernick?
Kaepernick, baby.
Yeah. Yep.
He was a subpar quarterback who decided to make up for his subpar athleticism by focusing on social issues, and he looks like a boob.
Yep.
What was the Theo Vaughn name he gave to Kaepernick?
Oh, dude.
Oh,
throws, throws a park.
Throws a park.
Yeah, throws a park.
Genius. I freaking love Theo Vaughn. Mm. And then you have a story out, and we'll get into more of the details later.
Oh,
but
can we, please?
Absolutely. Read Freely Alabama racking up L's in effort to keep sexually explicit children's books in libraries. And it's, you know, of course, recently stuff happening with the Prattville Public Library. But it's all around the state, right? And the nation, I think, is... correct me if I'm wrong, and again, we'll get into the details at a full segment, but... Read Freely is part of sort of the, I would say, AstroTurf of the ALA coming out of Chicago.
Yeah.
Not direct cutout, but, you know.
No, well, they are getting support from every library, which is, for all intents and purposes, seems to be some sort of ALA shadow organization. Right. So, I mean, you can follow the, you don't need a tin hat to really follow that trail.
And honestly, I'm not even saying, like, oh, how dare they. I'm like, this is how politics is played in this day and age. Yeah. It's just fascinating to connect the dots that a lot of these local organizations are not, ain't all that local. They got local people. But a lot of the messaging is, I'll put it this way, the ideas in this country are probably given out by a few thousand people.
Yeah.
The original thinking out there, myself included, is sometimes lacking in this day and age.
Very, very spare.
And, federal judge, we had Becky Gerritsen call about this the other day, is considering now sanctions on 11 lawyers over their judge shopping in the transgender surgery ban lawsuit. Mm-hmm. This judge is pissed off at these folks.
Lyle Burke is not happy.
And so there's so much we can get into, including a police warning. The police are warning of a new law as Orange Beach is expecting the invasion of spring break to roll through. So might want to pay attention. There might be a new law in them parts of the state. Before we hit the break, let's go to Soldier Boy. Hey, Soldier Boy.
What up, Soldier Boy?
Hey, here's what I want to ask you. Two talking points today. If you want to meet a lot of extreme progressive liberals, there's two places that they hang out at. You know what that is? Public libraries and Subaru dealerships.
What's wrong with a Subaru?
Very dependable.
It is the preferred mode of transportation.
Wait, are you calling my brother gay?
No, a lesbian.
Lesbian.
Just a
lesbian.
Progressive liberal.
No, he's not a liberal.
Isn't there?
My brother has sapphic tendencies.
If I wore my "Let's Make America Great Again" hat in there, man, they're ready to put me on a steak and grill me like I did on Gilligan's Island, baby. I'm telling you, it's pretty bad.
I was thinking Last of the Mohicans.
Did you guys get to watch the video yesterday of the couple of hundred? They called it 100. I can count higher than that. I don't know what public school math they went to. Those illegal immigrants breaking through the border down there in El Paso.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I did see that. Crazy video.
Wait a minute, that's not a definition of invasion?
Yeah, that was pretty nuts.
ACO, wake up, girl. I know you got a junk in your trunk and you're looking good when you're walking in that tight dress. But, girl, you don't know what the definition of invasion is. Because here's, when I was stationed, I was in Kunsan and Osan, Korea, and I had the opportunity to go to the DMZ. And let me tell you something, North Korea knows how to put a border up, let me tell you. I mean, I was in the DMZ line. And in that room, and there's a line across it. Of course, there was nobody in there at the time. And I said, what happens if I cross it? He said, well, technically, you're in North Korea, and you can be shot. And that North Korean guy, man, the guard in the corner just looking at me and just eyeballing me like, son, man, the VA ain't going to help your ass if you come across this room.
Okay? Oh, yeah. He was looking for a clean shoot, buddy.
Oh, yeah. It's one room.
Yep.
He's not going to miss me at all. And I don't have a weapon. He's, like, loaded and one in the chamber. And they were telling me, you know, as they went to the tour, that the landmines they have out there across around their country is the most in any other place in the world.
Right.
That's like one every quarter of a foot.
No, Ukraine these days might give them a run for their money.
Well, no. That DMZ looks scary. When you look across that field and you see that emptiness out there, you're like, how lucky do I feel running across there? There's no barbed wire, but will I make it, you know?
Well, and given that you've been there, given that you serve, can you imagine what those guys, whether you're talking the Pacific Theater or you're talking the Korean War, what those guys actually had to go through? That sort of fighting? Wow.
Oh, man, I tell you. But here's my thing about it is, I was scared. First of all, was the National Guard there for decorations, for home interior or something? Because they didn't do anything. They were afraid to do anything because last time Biden threatened the horse whippers. Mm-hmm. Remember the horse whipping guys? Never apologized for that either, old man Biden. Well, juiced up, guy. Let me call him juiced up. Jacked up or juiced up? Juiced up. And if they would have made, you got to admit, I guarantee that liberal cameras were rolling, waiting for them to even. Did you know like 6 or 7 got hospitalized, the National Guard soldiers?
Really? I did not know that.
Well, you're not going to hear about that.
I saw the video. I did not see that a lot got injured.
What are they holding their hands, Red Rover, coming to send an illegal alien over?
Well, it's the reason they banned that game at school.
Is that what they did? Mm-hmm. Because they just didn't hold the line enough, and they got overran. So what's next? We're not being invaded? That's an insult to soldiers that fought during World War II, in Vietnam, and every other war. You know, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What are they there for, Joey? for decoration?
Yeah, that's pretty much
processing,
it.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Oh, processing. I was there with their little notepads and their little iPads and everything ready to rock and roll with the Chromebooks.
Yep.
Right. That is the border being secured, Soldier Boy.
Mm-hmm.
That we're welcoming all these folks in. I'm running out of time here. What else you got?
All right, man.
Appreciate it. Later.
Later, bud.
272-9228. If you want to hop in on the program, again, that's 334-272-9228. Before the break, this part of News and Views brought to you by River Region Contracting. And they're at River Region Contracting. Todd Clark and his team are ready to help you out with that roof of yours. They're called the premier roofing contractor in these parts for good reason, because they understand whether you have an asphalt or a metal roof, you should have it inspected every 3 to 5 years. Now, that's what the manufacturers recommend. I say do it more often. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, I agree. At least once a year, especially if you got somebody like them.
Well, because their inspections and estimates at River Region Contracting are always free.
Exactly. And the way that we have the weather around here, like it's going to be 70 degrees and rainy. And
right.
You know, Joey, as well as I do, we're probably going to get snow before spring.
Right.
It always snows in April. If it's going to snow in Alabama, it's usually in April.
You're predicting snow? Really?
Don't you remember thunder snow?
Or the squirrels on the wrong side of the tree this year or something?
No, it's just time. We're due.
But you're right. The crazy weather means you probably should get the roof checked out a lot more often.
Oh, certainly.
And also, here's the great news. Not only are those inspections and estimates free, they're also insurance specialists at River Region Contracting, so they can walk you through a claims process if you have that insurance company, and they can make it a swift and easy process. So check them out today. That number for River Region Contracting, 356-8635. That's 356-8635. And be sure to tell them, well, you heard about him here on News and Views in the afternoon.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due assignment. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rates, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Major General Mike Summerall, former Adjutant General of the Alabama National Guard, urging the Alabama State Legislature to pass the Veterans Access to Care Bill. Both VA medical facilities and private clinics are failing our veterans, who are dying by suicide at twice the rate of non-veterans and experiencing opioid overdoses in increasing numbers. This legislation will give veterans and their families access to specialized care they need and deserve.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Is that how you conduct yourself in a democracy?
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. Already getting some response from the comment section. First comment of the day from Romex Angler. Can't get any more casually dressed than this. Well, you don't threaten us, sir. We can't get more casually dressed than this. I actually have pants on.
You're going to have to try harder if you want to see me without a shirt, bro.
Yeah, that's just... Well, that's pretty low cut. Is that like a workout shirt?
No, it's a shirt that I've taken. My neck is rather large, and so traditional collars get to be a bit.
Yeah, feels like you're being strangled.
A bit. So I just cut the collars out of some of my shirts. It's a style,
right? Joe Biden has dementia, says Kim Maton. Thank you, Kim.
He has dementia.
Dementia. Good afternoon, everyone, says Sizzling Spam, but we really know it's Sam from Pike County.
Right.
He brought us donuts.
Yeah, he did.
That's earlier right. This week. Very
have
nice.
Have you ever had a Hertz donut?
A Hertz donut?
A donut that hurt.
You're too far away. Typically what you do is you say, have you ever had a Hertz donut? Someone says no, and then you punch him in the arm and you say, Hertz right. Donut.
Oh.
Right.
But you're too far away, and I didn't want to throw anything. So.
Have I ever told you about this new thing I got, Up Dog?
What up, dog?
You just ruined it.
Because
it's a fourth grade joke. I know.
Okay,
you ruined the good joke.
Yeah, not a good joke. Let's I saved it.
Urban Knight. Hey, Urban Knight, how you doing?
I'm all right. Are we going to be okay when we have this conversation?
Depends on what you say.
Oh, let's start then. Let's start with some ifs and then statements on our friends on the border. Theoretically, according to the media, they caught most of them. But my thing is this, why aren't our Republicans using this right now to emphasize insurrection and the violence at the border?
Because nobody will listen.
Correct. And the Insurrection Act hasn't been invoked since the Civil War.
Okay, well, how about this? How about we make a big statement about using force, authorized deadly force. At the border.
That is a solution, but it is one that would play terribly on the news.
Right.
Well, no. It may play terribly on the news, but how does the general American feel about that? The United States citizen, sorry. I'm feeling about the brainwashing. The United States, how would the average United States citizen feel about it?
I'd imagine in red state America, you probably get a lot of support for that.
Yeah, I agree.
And I don't even think the world court can argue with that, especially the way those people came through the border, the way they came through.
Yeah, it was nuts.
I don't think the world court would have a comment on that one.
I think the world courts would still, I think the international community, the UN, Amnesty International, I think that if that were the case, it would be a excrement storm of the likes of which America has not ever seen. Now, I'm not saying I disagree with it, but I'm saying it would, the reason they don't is because it would create such a problem in the international community that I don't think any sitting president or governor for that matter wants to swallow that giant pill.
But I hear you saying, and I feel that the threats would be out there, but I'm trying to see what could the threats actually be? What would they be based on?
Oh, when you say threats, do you mean from the courts and the international community?
Yeah, if a group storms a border of a country, a sovereign country, what do you have for your? I don't get what your standing would be. What could be the standing? No matter how you try to shape it,
crimes against humanity would probably be what they would claim. War crimes, maybe. I doubt it would be war crimes because there's not an actual war.
I see what you're saying, Urban. Practically, the United States, I think, is still powerful enough. We could say, go kick rocks.
Agreed.
But a lot of the folks that run our government care very much what, say, the international community says. No, I think you could accomplish what you're going for if you just let the National Guard loose to actually hold people back, even with non-lethal means. They have that these days with sonic, directed energy weapons and all sorts of stuff.
And look, and I empathize with them because I would have hated to have been there because I guess the only order I would have given would have been to fire in the air just to add to the, okay, we're going to come at you next with the bullet if you don't slow down. But I don't know if it would have done anything in that situation, to be honest.
Yeah, and for folks who didn't see the video, it's not many National Guard soldiers by any means.
Just a couple.
And just a few of them, but they're kind of in line blocking an entrance saying, hey, stop. They're essentially saying, let us process you guys. Yeah. Like, hold on. After they say stop, these folks, it's a huge crowd of folks storm through them, knocking them down and all sorts of stuff.
And that's where all the international law and all the PR gets jumbled up in, I know, with the right force, we'd be okay because when they stormed and you saw they physically removed barriers and stuff and was jumping on top of the guardsmen.
Right.
It's obvious you are doing something you shouldn't be doing. And I don't remember when the Syrians, was it the Syrians or the Greeks? Remember that last thing they had in Europe where they bum-rushed the border?
Vaguely.
Was it Syria or was it Greece?
I think it was Greece, if memory serves.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would have been just like that, and I think they did get the fire, didn't they? Their troops?
No, I don't. I think what had happened was they had a massive surge of people just running across the Greek border, and nothing happened, and then you just stopped hearing about it on the news.
Well, and if there was shooting, it could have been Turkey, right next to Syria.
Yeah. Well, Turkey doesn't mess around. Yeah. Turkey doesn't mess around.
Well, and to your point, Urbanite, we're not the same country. We're not the same people that actually, say, pulled off denazification in post-war Germany, and that wasn't pretty by any means. Different people are running the show now. Mm. Well, and did you see Blinken comes out, and the United States tries to put through a motion at the UN Security Council of saying, we need a ceasefire, do not go into Rafah, do not kill all these civilians. Russia and China vetoed it.
Sure did.
Which is, to me, is a play that's bigger than the actual conflict. It seems like they're now saying, no, we're not even going to play ball on anything, that stuff we even agree with.
That's funny. Now, it's funny that our people are so naive and so disconnected from how things actually work in the world.
Yep.
And you know what's funny? Of all the people, he should be one of the smartest guys in the room, A, because they said that's what he was on paper, but you know he's the son of a diplomat.
Right. But a lot of these guys got used to this, the unipolar moment, or even the Cold War, where a lot of folks, a lot of countries would just do what we said. And now that's changing. This is why I keep bringing up how we're losing world reserve status. It's under 50% now. There's so many things changing.
I mentioned it to you. It's the State Department that's screwing a lot of things up. And unfortunately, the State Department has a bigger budget than the Defense Department.
Right. And they're hand in hand with the intelligence community. Mm-hmm. And the State Department
runs a lot of stuff. Oh, yeah. Foggy Bottom. I really would love Trump to just take a video camera, storm into those offices like, I need to see the documents right now.
Let me see them.
We're live on X. Thank you, Elon.
How you doing?
Yeah, have a good one.
272-9228. And just as he's getting the documents, X craps out. Because it keeps happening to Elon. It happened to DeSantis on X. Oh, give me a break. Let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
What's up, Red Top?
Hey, good Friday, gentlemen. Very quickly about Starship. They're in a six-week turnaround to get another one up. And they're applying for kind of, I think it's called a legacy permit, which they have given to NASA before, somebody that's going to be doing lots of flights so they don't have to go through this FCC approval every time, and they plan on doing 6 to 9 flights by the end of the year. These guys are going to get that damn Starship down.
I still love, even though I've seen it now several times, those initial boosters coming back and landing.
So
just
cool.
So cool.
It looks like something literally out of a movie.
Well, and I was showing Eddie yesterday, I believe. I don't know if you've seen this, Craig. It was some big presentation by NVIDIA about the robots. And at first they showed off these are the humanoid-looking ones. Mm-hmm. And then they said, hell, here's the Star Wars Disney ones now. And they were pretty fully functional, cute little robots. I'm like, I'd rather have that in the house than any one of these humanoid freaks.
Oh, yeah. Like an R2-D2 type thing would be much C-3PO.
It looked like Wally, kind of, and like it had that personality to it.
Wally.
But, they were like arguing with the guy when they're like walking, it's like, no, come on. Like, it was great.
If you remember, Robonaut's been made for quite a few years and ready to operate. NASA's way the hell of the game. Now, let's get to this 100 people that stormed that gate, I hate to say it, should have had their asses shot at. That would happen any other country in the world. And let me tell you what's ironic about Irvinite and people like that. This gentleman doesn't realize that the black population is now no longer the majority in America, and especially not now that 6 million Latinos have been let in. The more they support the Democrats, the farther down the ladder their demographic group goes. And they seem to be way too stupid to realize that.
Well, and I've always thought this, that there's a loyalty of an ethnic group or race. I'll put it this way. I understand it to a degree with the African-American, with the black experience in America, because you needed solidarity in order to fight the political fights you needed. You really are, when you're 13%, the minority, makes some sense to have solidarity. But when you're talking about a massive Hispanic, Latino population that is from all different sorts of cultures and countries, like, why are you betting on them wanting to get along, number one? And especially when you're talking about American citizens who believe in the rule of law just as much as, anybody else. Now, I've always thought this demographics is destiny crap is just the wrong way to go.
Well, it's, what is it, the Alinsky plan, divide and conquer. Yeah. You know, they go down that damn road.
I thought that was Napoleon.
Verbatim every day. And there ain't nobody to stop them, except for Donnie from Queens. Thank you. Here comes my Popeye's chicken sandwich, so I got to do the important thing.
Yes, sir.
Eat my sandwich. Roll Tide, go Trump. Thank you, guys.
See you, bud.
Whew, man, I like a spicy chicken sandwich. It's good eating right there.
You remember when the spicy chicken sandwich wars were going on?
I do remember that. They need to come
Popeyes
back.
Won.
Popeyes won?
And I had all of them. Popeyes won.
Popeyes is... I don't go there often, but it is good.
It's fantastic.
It is. But that's just the only thing I ever get from them.
Chick-fil-A spicy chicken sandwich is still pretty good, too.
Yeah, it's all right.
But Popeyes, I throw pepper jack on there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's good.
Look at you.
It's real tasty. Yeah. Real tasty. Let's go to Jim. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Is this Freaky Friday?
It's a Friday free-for-all. Yeah. We're hitting all the headlines and going wherever.
I got two things real quick. First one is directed to your guest there. You work for 1819 News, is that correct?
Yes, I am their star reporter.
Who is your, I'm not going to say rival because they're garbage, but which one of these two organizations really don't like yours? AL.com or this Bill Britt's little group there. You know what I'm talking about. Alabama or whatever that is.
Well,
both of them seem to attack your news site constantly.
Well, I mean, as far as where we stand, we are number two in the state. Every Google Analytic fleshes that out. So as far as if you want to consider just as a pure performance level, then the second organization that you mentioned would not be a rival. They are, by definition, our inferiors. But yeah, AL.com is absolutely the number one in the state, and they've had the time to do it. But give us time. We'll get there.
Yeah, and I mean, there's no love there, Jim, by any means.
Yeah,
but
AL.com is nothing but a Yahoo News Junior. That's what they are.
And I will say I do have a fairly good relationships with some AL.com reporters that we have to see one another in the course of our job, and it's perfectly polite. And then there are other people on that staff that have been rather unfair, libelous, cruel, even to yours truly. But you have to value human beings in order to value what they have to say.
Amen.
So
yeah, I bet one of your favorites is Mr. Whitmire, I guess.
Who?
I don't even know who that
Mr.
is.
Mr. Whitmire.
Jim, why do you call up every Friday and try to start something here?
I think that's Josh Moon's twin brother.
Who? Jim!
Yes. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm unfamiliar with the names that you're mentioning.
It's like a Gunsmoke episode.
Okay.
I love you, Jim.
One more thing. I do not watch the ABC, NBC. I hardly ever watch those channels, so I don't get any, you know, political stuff or anything. So I'm watching Gunsmoke and stuff like that, you know. So I did see that. I did not realize. I mean, it's been a while since he's been in office, but I didn't realize that Mr. Dick Brubaker is now a Trump hater, and he hates Trump and he loves tech.
Yeah.
What happened to him?
Well, Brubaker will be on Monday at noon, and Carolyn Dobson will be on Tuesday at 2, or I'll have to double check. It might be Thursday at 2. They're both going to be on in a regular schedule all the way up to the runoff. And I've been seeing these ads, and, well, we're going to start talking about these attacks.
Who told her to do that?
Probably her strategist.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
It's her campaign at the end of the day, but she's... I'm not giving names out, but she's hired some very talented folks, and we'll see what happens.
Well, Dick Brubaker's been around. I've been listening to him on the radio since Don Markwell.
Just say more names that I don't know.
It's just name dropping, but, man. We get it. You've been around longer than us.
He knows people, Joey.
You're wise.
Well,
I get you're
very wise, man.
Hey, Don Markwell is was the godfather of talk radio around here.
For some reason, the one Markwell story I remember. Remember when Bob Gambacarta was hopping on Greg's show for a while there, Jim?
Yes.
And so Gambacarta started talking about, whereas him and some other guy against The Morning is the new show, and Markwell talking to him goes, "The Morning's winning." And I'm like, yeah, I think I would have liked that guy.
Yeah, he was a good guy. All right, well, that's all I got. I do have 18-19 news on my laptop I go to for my news. I took AL off several months ago and flushed them.
And you'll be the better man for it.
Yeah, I've already got a whole new outlook on life.
Should more positive one. And filled with better erudition, might I say.
Well, I appreciate it.
I feel smarter just from looking at it. So anyway, y'all have a good weekend.
Bye, Jim.
Well, and I do like the idea, though, if we're going to have media wars here in Alabama, let's make it like a Gunsmoke episode. This week, the heavies, played by Craig Monger.
No, the problem with these media wars is the idea of a media war is... It's so laughable to me because of the history that I have. It's like you can only escalate to a certain point, as with any man, before it takes... some sort of physical
aspect. And always coming to blows with men. That's right.
And in that case, what do I have to prove?
Well, and honestly, like, y'all are doing a job. You got a different perspective.
Yeah.
God love you. Do what you're going to do. I'll do my thing.
Like, I don't care. I'll occasionally go back and forth with some folks on Twitter whenever it's just good fun. But
I've seen some of that. It is good fun.
It's oodles of fun, especially when you're dealing with people that really... The elevator really doesn't go all the way up.
My wife become a fan of yours on Twitter.
Yeah, I've noticed that she's been liking some of my posts, and I was like, that's a pretty unique last name, so I'm confident that that's Eddie's wife. But it's just fun. And the thing is, if you're not able to do what you do, even fight certain battles, if you're not able to do it with joy, don't do it.
Yeah,
right.
There's people that legitimately it bothers them.
Mm-hmm.
Even whenever in November when we had the trouble with the Smith Station mayor, it was a lot to process. But at the same time, it never. The hate never kept me up at night. It never bothered me. I never got litigious.
And also had to be weird because it was just awful. It's tragic.
Very, very.
And so, it's just, yeah.
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 And by the way, I will let you know, I still to this day have to block people because of that whole ordeal.
I bet.
I think I'm up to like 2,000 people blocked right now, which seems light, but I promise you it's not.
No, that's not.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, my style so far has been when somebody says something nasty, I'll like heart it and say, thanks, that's sweet of you to say.
No, see, the thing is, if I think of something that's spectacularly clever, I feel like the world deserves to hear it. Like, it would be a crime for them not to be. Because up here, there's a lot of brilliance up here.
No, I get too nasty. I admit it. Like, if I really go in on it, I get actually angry, I get way too angry and nasty.
The problem is, for the people that come after me, just don't be fat.
What? Like, Eddie's over here judging us. What are you judging about, old man?
You don't fight on the internet. That's ridiculous. You're going to lose every time.
But it's not. But no, it's you only lose if you think of it as something to be won, rather than having fun.
Right.
It's like throwing rocks into a pond. Like, you're not winning. It's just a fun thing to do.
I'm winning. I'm training that pond. I'm making that pond shallower.
It's
one rock at a time.
It's like professional wrestling.
Yeah.
You going over tonight, brother, or me?
I got you. I get it. I just.
Well, we got to hit this break.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's another Friday and another Friday storm system with showers and thunderstorms, a good bet, especially in the afternoon and evening hours and well into the nighttime hours tonight. Temperatures held down a little bit by clouds and showers. 64 the high today, 56 the low tonight. Could be a leftover shower early on the day Saturday, but otherwise improvement Saturday afternoon, high 69. And then I think Sunday's a better day with a high in the lower 70s, plenty of sunshine. The next chance of rain coming in Monday night into Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdett.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334 279 479-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Hey, folks, this is Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center, and did you know there's all kind of dogs that we can feed, like sleepy dog, hot dog, creek dog, swimming dog, hunting dog, shaggy dog, lap dog, window dog, riding dog, hiding dogs, puppy dog, standing dog, hat dog, cozy dog, family dog, even a dancing dog, man. So come see us at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, and we can even feed your kitty cat, too.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Clark.
Welcome back to do some views in the afternoon. I'm Joey, he's Eddie, he's Craig.
That's the room.
What are you humming over there, Eddie?
What?
You're humming over there.
Got a lot of work to do, dude. Humming right along.
Do we have an imposter on the line?
No, this is a different Eric. We have Eric the dog, and we also have Eric the duck.
Quack, quack.
Hey, I didn't do it. Joey, I didn't do it, my friend. I didn't. Whatever I'm accused of, I'm going to plead not guilty, reason of insanity, my friend. That's about it.
I've heard you're a quack.
I love calling you guys. I love as well as you're a hell of a lot informant. I mean, you're good at, you do your homework. Now, you got, I call him Scott Bison. Because, you know, but at any rate, they were fasting this morning. I couldn't get a chance to get on there, man, because I get calls to come in and we're at work, and then I have to hang up.
You got to make a living.
I was talking about fasting. I was going to let them know. Hell, I can bring up 10 subjects in one sentence. That's how I can float around in one sentence and bring up 10 conversations. That's when you know you're good. But back, man, I don't know the topic. I'm on my lunch break, but I tell you something, buddy, and that's what I appreciate you, and I appreciate Napolitano.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all hit it, you knock it out of the park.
Yeah, it's but great having him as a guest.
I want you, because I know you always have Lunchbox and me and the dog and Red Top. I really would like Randall, of course. Man, I wish y'all. I've done talked to Sky. Man, let's try to set it up where we can all of us that I just mentioned come in there.
Yeah.
You be, what do you call that in a political debate?
Moderator.
You be the moderator.
Because
I tell you, that'd be the best 3 hours.
I mean,